This is the Real BS Show, coming at you from Union City, I guess.
Beautiful downtown Union City.
Yeah. This first song makes me think and makes me wonder if I could have done a better job as a parent. You know, I think about that a lot, you know. Did I do it the right way? I didn't have a book, you know.
Yeah.
So, let's listen and enjoy.
I set your place at the table, then clear it away. Another picture face down, another folded day. Your room still smells like summer, dust on the frame. I talk into the quiet and it answers your name.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, if you could have done a better job. And, you know, I'm a father, too. My son's going to be 20. And, you know, I was told once that you did the job you did. And I think your kids turned out pretty well. So I think you did a good job. Sure, I'm sure there's things that we all could have done better. But at the same time, you know, we have to make a choice between our parents, you know, when they did things and how we do things, and make a choice whether to do those things that they did.
Well,
or not.
Some things my parents did fine, and
right.
Other things they did terrible.
Right.
You know,
and that's a hard thing to sort through, is figure out what is right and what's wrong, because some things in the past were done right and they worked, and other things didn't. They made it worse. And that's probably the hardest thing I had to deal with as being a parent, is figuring out what was right and what was wrong. And it's not easy, you know.
Well, my dad taught me what not to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my mom, she tried hard to do the right thing.
Yeah. And it's not easy.
She was involved with our lives, I guess.
Right.
And she was the driving force. My daddy just hung out. And,
yeah. You know, that's the easy thing to do. And I mean, you think about it, you know. I mean, his generation was going through a lot. You know, they were in World War I, weren't they?
World War Two.
I'm sorry, World War Two. Yeah. Sorry, my brain had a fart there. Yeah, World War Two was a rough war. You know, they had ads, Bill. This is no joke. I love history. They had ads where it was saying wise how to make your home a nice home. And in there was saying, make sure all the kids are calm and relaxed and that the dinner's ready on time and all these things. And it's because all these guys that were coming back from World War II had severe PTSD. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's like, holy crap, that's how bad it was. It was not treated. No one cared back then about that. You socked it up and moved on. And now it's being, in my view, probably properly treated now. We recognize the signs and symptoms and everything back then. Is a lot of these guys were drinking away their problems from World War II, you know? Not to excuse it, just it kind of gives an explanation of what was going on, you know?
Now I got the hiccups.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's kind of ironic. Some of the songs I picked are kind of up that alley. And some of the songs you picked.
Yeah, I just picked a couple ones.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You got it from there.
Yeah. I kind of was getting a vibe from what you picked. And I was like, you know what? That first one, kind of the lyrics about a father, and then it goes from there, you know? And I think a lot of that generation in World War II, those guys suffered a lot and just kind of suffered silently. So.
Well, I don't care about them other folks. I just got to think back, could I have done better?
Yeah.
And I know I could have. You know,
sure.
I should have paid more. All I thought about was my work and my business. And I thought about my kids a lot, but maybe not enough. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard balance. Because if you don't have a job, then you can't take care of your family. So.
Well, and I always stressed to them that they had to be independent. They had to take care of themselves at some point.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be around forever.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
Boy, they took off.
The hardest thing, too, is you know, you have a lot of wisdom. And I'm talking about you as an individual. You have a lot of wisdom that they can take from. And that's true. Someday it's not going to be there. It's the same thing with my father, you know. My father's a jack of all trades. He knows a lot of different things. And someday he's not going to be there. And I have to kind of...
Start fixing your own flat tires and stuff?
Oh, I can do that. But it's along the lines of, you know, it's the same thing with my son. Someday I'm not going to be always there. So he has to be prepared to be independent, too.
Well, he's got to feed himself and take care of him, wash his clothes and all that kind of stuff.
He's doing all that. You know, he's saving his money up and he's doing a good job and he's a good parent and so is his, you know, fiance. They're very good parents. It's just, you know, there are certain things in life that they don't know yet and it's like, what is the thing they don't know that they need to know? That's my main concern, you know. It's kind of hard to, here's your blueprint to survive.
I think what I did the worst was the food.
Mm.
I did a lot of Chef Boyardee and, you know,
but yeah,
beefaronis and macaroni and cheese. I don't know. A lot of crap food that just took a microwave and away you went.
Yeah.
And I hope I didn't damage them that way.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I understand what you mean.
But
I mean, I get that, but I think they don't do that now, do they? I mean, I think they're eating.
I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know, much better than I ever did.
Right. Well, now there's a lot more information out there too. You can read online how to cook recipes, and I mean, that's the beauty of the internet is you can find anything, cook anything.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame now. Yeah,
and also, you know, back then you probably didn't have time to cook full meals like that. That takes time. My grandmother made everything from scratch, and she spent all day doing it. You don't have time to do that these days. I hate to say it. I'm not condoning, you know, Chef Boyardee or anything. I've done it, but, you know, I was raised.
I didn't realize what crap that stuff was.
Right, right.
You know, or what it is now. I know that's for sure. It's terrible.
When I was a kid,
awful.
We ate a lot of macaroni and cheese and hot dogs because time was limited. You know, so I know what you mean. I don't do that. I try to avoid that because that's a lot of sodium. That's the first ingredient that you have to say, whoa, that's a lot of sodium.
Yeah, they're all full of salt. Yeah.
And so I do try to, I do cook a little bit, but, you know, it's nice to have someone else switch it out. Because if you're doing it by yourself, it's not easy. You know, you're cooking for three kids by yourself, meanwhile trying to, you know, run a business, and then, you know, you're kicking around a lot. You know, there's a lot of things, you're many fires in your hands. So
I put too much importance on Raven Sound and you know, making a big operation out of nothing. And
right.
All that real estate, I mean, it was awful. But, you know, I don't know. I went through all that and I just got stabbed in the back and ripped off anyway. So,
right.
You know, it was all for nothing.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, but they stole it all from me, so.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy, especially in the business world. It's pretty cutthroat.
Yeah. When you start making money, then the real.
Yeah.
The real.
And people come at you.
Yeah, the real things start to pop up. And I wasn't that crazy about money. I just wanted to do things. That's
right.
All.
Yeah, I can relate
to that. Get things done. But and be it what it is, I guess I had to suffer through it. I did it.
Right.
And hopefully the kids didn't suffer that much. They seem to be doing fine now.
Yeah, they seem pretty strong and independent.
Yeah.
You know, they have a good mind too.
Mary Jo, my oldest daughter, she took the bull by the horns and she just. I don't know. It's hard to imagine how she did everything she did, but Hallie's following in her footsteps. And,
right.
And Chris, he's just very independent.
You know, it's a good thing. You know, in a lot of ways, it can be bad at times. You know, sometimes it's not bad to sometimes ask for help. It's hard for me to ask for help when I need it. And it's not even monetary things. I'm talking about like. Sometimes I just need someone to throw ideas out, and sometimes my ideas can be completely wrong, and I need someone to correct them. And that's not easy to find someone that can be unbiased in that regard. That's why I throw a lot of ideas to you sometimes, because you know you've been there. You treaded steps in front of me, and that's something I think everyone needs to remember. There's people been before us that've been through these things. It may not be the same situation, but sometimes it's good to ask. Questions because you may not know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when older people speak, I always kind of listen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Stoic approach, I guess.
That's why, you know, I have my father. I told you earlier about my father's cousin. He's 90 years old, and he's a wealth of wisdom. He was born in 1935, which was still during the Great Depression, no matter what anybody tells you, because really the Great Depression didn't end until the World War II, and that generation is slowly going away, and all that wisdom and knowledge is there that I wish I could just record every second of it, because you know, it might be, let's say, 25% of it's wrong, but 75% of it's probably right, you know, and I think we're missing out on a lot of things. Like, you know, we look at what we do nowadays. We throw things away. Like, we never used to do that. We used to refix things and repair them and reuse them. And now it's disposable. Everything's just disposable to the level that we don't even realize that we're just throwing away junk because it's, you know, I don't know how to word that. Right. You know, you know what I'm saying?
We're building mountains up there in the summit.
yeah, right. And to me, it's like, you know, we're losing that repairability. We're losing that ability to keep things running for the longest time. We don't need the newest gadgets always. And I'm a programmer. So when I'm saying this, you don't need a fridge that is connected to your Wi-Fi. You don't need a juicer to juice your fruit connected to the Wi-Fi. That's some absurd junk. It's a waste of money. You can save a lot of money by not being connected. It's like, you know, people are wondering why TVs are so inexpensive. Like, you know, big screen TVs are like $200. These massive, huge TVs. The reality is they're selling that to that low price because they're putting ads on that TV. And then if you just got a dumb TV, it'd be more expensive. You know, they didn't have any ads or anything. I don't know. We're kind of in a weird world, you know.
Well, you can't listen to baseball without getting slammed with ads after every half inning. Same exact things over. It drives you nuts. You know, you just want to shoot somebody.
Jeez,
I'll never buy any of that stuff that they're selling.
If you don't notice, when we're picking this music, you don't hear ads on my computer, do you?
No.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I block ads.
We're not asking for money either.
No.
That's a biggie right there.
But when we're picking the music, you don't hear the ads either, too, do you?
No,
because I block ads. We don't want to throw ads down your throat. Maybe the only ad we throw on there is billsfirewood.com, you know?
Well, that's stupid. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's just show everybody how dumb I am.
No. Yeah, maybe it's keeping you busy, Bill.
It might be keeping me young. Who knows?
I think, you know, one of the things for my father is, I said this to him before, so it's not a family secret, is his father retired and put his feet up on a little stool, which my father has, and basically rotted away after he retired. And, you know, I'm sure he was busy doing things, but at the same time, he was doing a lot less than he was doing before working at Mark's Toys. And I said to my father, you know, I have ways for you to keep busy. And so I got him involved with Meals on Wheels, delivering food to people. He does the food pantry, you know, which are good things, you know. It keeps you busy. And I think that's what is needed. When you're in your golden years, you're helping people out. And you do that, Bill. You help people out without, you know, publicizing it too much. But you do. You're a nice guy and you help people out. And I think that's where the elderly come in. And, you know, when you're in your 80s or 90s, you still can help people out. You still can volunteer and do things. It's just probably less capacity than the younger guys, you know. And I think that's where we need to be heading towards, you know.
Well, when you get older, you stop thinking about money so much.
Right.
I got enough to go to Walmart and just stop and get some gas, I'm happy.
Right. There's not much needed. I'm the same way. I don't really need much, you know. There's little things I do. You know, like I do think about planting raspberries or blueberries or things like that, you know. Why not? Because that someday that bush will produce fruit, and I won't be here maybe for those trees I might plant, but it'll be there for the next generation, and I think that's kind of neat.
Unless they cut them down for firewood.
That's true.
Who knows?
But you know, even still, trees they take a while to mature, don't they? You know, and so you know when you're cutting down those trees. Or you don't necessarily do it yourself, but somebody's cutting down that tree. That tree's been at least 25 years. It's a whole generation there, yeah. You know? And so...
Round and round it goes.
And I burn it up in one night. I'm joking.
It keeps you warm.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
Okay, let's... what are we going to do?
The Sound of Silence. I think we need some silence now. Yeah, we'll reflect on things.
All right.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within this sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Life was changed. disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Sound of little feet was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember. 30 seems so old now looking back. It's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember. Said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had, and we'll remember when. Remember when? Remember when?
That's a beautiful song. This is the Real BS Show. One of the artists that
this is the last day of the month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's gonna snow.
Yeah. May 1st.
Right. What the heck?
Yeah. One of the artists that passed away yesterday, the 29th, was David Allan Coe. And he was an outlaw country, and he kind of lived it up to his name, being outlaw, you know.
I never bumped into him. Never. Yeah. I didn't know him.
You know, he had a saying that actors will act a role, and they could be a jerk in that role. And you didn't think the actor was a jerk because of that role. They were a jerk because they were an actor. But anyways, he wrote music sometimes that was pretty risque. Maybe, I don't know, even kind of, I don't know, wrong, like a jerk bag or something like that. And he's like, I'm not racist, I'm not this. But he would do those songs just to, you know, be like an actor. So we're not like, I'm not promoting him for that reason, you know, that he's a racist or something. I'm just making a note that, you know, he wrote some music that was famous and got his name out there. And I thought, why not cover him? He kind of passed away. He was something I used to hear a lot in the barn when I was working, haying and whatnot. So
I don't know. Well, knock yourself out.
Yeah. I thought, you know, might give him a little shit shout out, you know. You know,
I can't say nothing about him because I never heard him or don't know him.
Yeah.
This one's on you, Seth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here we go.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He
You said it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son? When I sat down in the front seat, you turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. You know, you got a lot of competition out there now, son. It ain't like it was in the 50s when I was here. I mean, you got Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Guy Clark and Billy Joe Schaefer and David Allan Coe. And you even got my son."
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play, but the only time I know I'll hear David Allan Coe is in the rain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song. He told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
David Allan Coe.
Well, now I know I never heard of him before. Not my style.
No, that's right. That's not my style either. I just thought, you know what? The guy did his numbers.
At the end of today, we got to play a couple songs for Rob.
Yeah.
Popnoy?
Yeah.
I thought it was Popnick, but.
Well. He's popping.
What was that guy's name? Tommy Emmanuel?
Yeah, he's a good guitarist.
Okay, yeah. We'll throw a couple songs in there.
We'll throw them at the end because I got it themed a certain way, and I think it'll be a fitting time for those songs. And so there's a storyline here. You know, you started with, you know, did I do a good job or not? And I think sometimes we have to look back and reflect on the generations before and see what kind of job they did. Sometimes they did not a good job at all, and sometimes they did. They suffered a lot, you know? They worked their butt off to provide for your family and to make you here. How many people had to suffer to make you exist? That's what I think about a lot.
I'd probably blame it on Budweiser or something.
Yeah, yeah. But even that, you know, you go back, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, they all had to suffer. They had to toil. They had to suffer. They had lost kids, and there's, you know, if you ever do genealogy, you'll find that there's a lot of people that died at a young age, and so parents lost kids.
Well, my cousins are dropping like flies right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Deanie Oaks and not Jack. Jack had open heart surgery, but his brother Bob, Heatherdale, boy. I'm getting old. I can't remember anything. Heatherdale and... No, I don't know. It's just this... we're getting down to the finish line here.
Yeah.
It's getting scary.
Yeah.
So anyways, what do you got coming up here?
Well, you know, we got some Ed Sheeran, you know. Sometimes...
That's another one I never heard of.
He's a pretty famous singer, you know.
I bet you he is.
You know, there's people that, you know who he is when I talk about him, but there's others that don't, but that's okay. I prefer his acoustic sets. We played one of them before. It was more of a lively beat song, but this one here is a little bit more appropriate, I think, for the show. this today. So,
all right,
we'll roll with it.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? And darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Or be I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, now I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll continue making the same mistakes, hoping that you'll understand that baby now. Take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that baby we found love right where we are. La 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 la. So baby now, take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Oh darling, place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that maybe we found love right where we are. Or maybe we found love right where we are. And we found love right where we are.
Oh, isn't that clever?
Yeah. You know, going back when I was younger, I always thought, you know, that song, and not that song, this song specifically, but just the meaning of that song, I thought it meant something. And nowadays it's difficult to find that. But this next one is a dedication to all of our soldiers. You know, World War II and Vietnam and Korea, you know, Korea first before Vietnam. But a lot of these soldiers went through this next song. And so kind of the older generation again, you know, us younger guys can look back at the older generation and see, what's going on, you know, and maybe relate a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm lost.
I mean, maybe. Well, maybe. Well, aren't we all lost, you know? Sometimes we have to be found. So hopefully we'll be found. How about that?
Yeah. I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. In the wintertime, you can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell it here, but it was hot that June. That rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud. That's the story of my life, right there in black and white. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Cover. You should have seen it in color.
There we go.
That's the real BS show.
Jamie Johnson. Yeah.
Jamie Johnson. That's yeah. Who was playing there.
Yeah. You know, it's a classic. A lot of people have covered that song, but that's the original. You know, the next one, you know, these next two are kind of, you know, you get back home and from overseas and things are different. And you're trying to be a parent, trying to be a husband. And so you go through a lot, you know. And these two artists kind of really take that, and they write about that kind of stuff, so I thought everyone would enjoy that, you know.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know, so you're gonna surprise me too.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down the road a week ago. Underneath the bridge where the long trunks roll, bright red letters caught my eyes. Reading Jesse, do you miss me like I miss you tonight? Well, Jesse don't hear you, neither do I. When you're crying at the heavens with wool-covered eyes, you made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Well, Jesse don't hear you, neither do I. You walk this earth full of regret. You could have killed that curse if you just confessed. Swore you loved Jesse until you's dead, but only so much that you wrote it in red. Well, Jesse don't hear you, neither do I. When you're crying at the heavens with wool-covered eyes, you made them bed, now you can sleep tight. Oh, Jesse don't hear you, neither do I. But now Jess has got a girl with a ring on her hand. Well, Jesse don't hear you, neither do I. When you're crying at the heavens with wool-covered eyes, you made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Oh, Jesse don't.
Cloud, I'm telling you, baby, these things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your hand between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. I'm just a man, to me you're all I hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
There we go.
It's a real BS show.
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of good artists out there that some people don't know. You know Bob Dylan. He's a songwriter that many people have taken his songs and made great songs out of it. And another one that's not well known in the country world is John Prine. He actually wrote one for David Allen Cole. That was the writer. He wrote that song originally. So one of the ones that kind of go into this theme is, you know, this song's about someone that comes back from war, you know. So I thought it was fitting for people to hear. John Prine is a great artist, great songwriter. Some of his stuff's a little wacky, but that's okay, you know.
I never heard of him.
Yeah.
So he can't be too great.
He's pretty good. he's one of those, just never was big about being popular, I guess, you know. He liked being behind the scenes kind of more thing.
He should have been a bass player.
Yeah, there you go. there's a lot of those, aren't there?
Who played bass for Frank Sinatra?
Oh, you know, I could look it up.
Know.
I could look it
no,
up.
No, don't look it up. Do you know? How about Elvis Presley?
I remembered his name at one point, but I don't remember it now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He had a few bass players. John Prine's a good artist, and I thought it'd be fitting that we include him.
All right, well, let's do it.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. his back. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. For $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains. And eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Long time, and no matter how I tried,
years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
It's the real BS show coming back. Well, it's about the end of the day, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We're over an hour.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, time flies.
We get time and a half if we go over time.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to play a couple songs for Rob.
Yeah.
Our friend Rob.
Yeah.
He's famous down there in Titusville now that we said that he was our friend and everything.
Yeah, these songs actually fit what we were. I started seeing a picture when we started putting all these songs together. So thank you. Thank you, Rob, for doing this. That's nice to submit some songs in. They fit perfectly, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe it's time to reflect, you know? You have regrets, maybe. And I think a lot of people have had regrets how they maybe did things in life. But also, you have to look at what you did good, you know? I think there's a lot of good things that you did for you and your kids that probably helped them in the long run.
Well, it's all water over the dam now. Yeah. You know, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah. I mean,
you look back all you want, but it's not going to help you going forward. So.
Yeah. But your kids turned out pretty good, I think. You know, it could have been worse, a lot worse.
Oh, sure. Always.
You know? It's not easy giving someone a home and raising them right. That's in this day and age.
Well, really, I had a rough sledding because I had to do it by myself.
Yeah.
And the kids got gypped out of having a mom, you know. Yeah. They didn't. So it was, you know, I raised them without a mom, so yeah, that was different.
That's not easy.
I don't think there's any books on that either.
No, there's not. Usually books for the other way around, you know.
Did the best I could, but I think I could have done better.
Yeah.
I put too much emphasis on working and the business. That sound business just sucked that right out of me.
Yeah.
And all for nothing.
But at the end, I think you raised good kids, and I think that's they're good adults and they're nice people, and that's what really what matters.
They're productive. They're not laying around asking for nothing. You know, they're out taking care of business.
You know, that's what I look at is my son. You know, he takes the bull by the horns, and you know, he's a hard worker. He's been working since he was like 14, and even younger than that. You know, he's doing lawn mowing and you name it. But he also is, he's a smart guy, I think the kid's got it figured out,
Well, you'll soon find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's play Rob's songs, and we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
See you next week. Stay healthy and stay warm.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cold week here.
Yeah.
So we'll see you all next week, and be safe.
Yeah.
Just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves just sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
I got them deep river blues.
This one's for you, Bill.
What's that?
This song. You'll hear it next when you listen to it.
You and me came to be. We raised a family.